I'm Darren Reddick, very pleased to be joined by Mikey Miley, drummer extraordinaire of the one and only Rival Sons, and all-around excellent guy and beard wearer.
Thanks, man. This is nothing compared to our other guys in the band have super beards. This is just a little bit of a one-week growth.
You're just dabbling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool. So I remember we were here 4 years ago, you and I together, in very sunny weather and everything. What are your favorite memories of playing Download? Because you've played a couple of times now, haven't you?
Yeah, I think every memory I have here is great. And playing the other stage, the second stage over there, with Ghost, I remember that was pretty interesting. The other year we played with the Temperance Movement. I think, wasn't the Temperance Movement on before us?
Oh, now you're asking.
Yeah, I don't know. Every time I come here, it's more about, I think, Download is like high school reunion, college reunion. Like, you're seeing all your friends, you know, from in the press and the crews and in the bands. It's like a big, huge hangout, you know what I mean? And so, like, I get to see you. I get to see a bunch of other people. So that's more, it's more like a social event. You know, and then the fans, that whole side of things, this is one of the best festivals in the world. So no American festival compares to this one. People like to wave the flag of Bonnaroo and Coachella over there, and nothing touches Download, though, you know?
That's amazing. I was going to ask you about about sort of meeting up with people and stuff. Do you alter your approach to your set list between, you know, one of your own gigs and a festival?
Well, yes and no. We do what we do. We try to play a little bit from every album. We're on our sixth album. Hollow Bones came out yesterday. I should mention on Earache Records. We have a brand new material that is literally like pretty much going to be debuted here. You know, we'll mix and match, but we usually have to curtail the set list to the time frame we're given. So with Black Sabbath, we have 40 minutes. With here today, I think we have 50 minutes. Our headlining sets are 90 minutes, so we're always mixing and matching. So,
excellent. Now, what's the weirdest thing? What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen, experienced, or heard about at a festival?
At this festival, or no, any?
Well, I'm gonna go broad festival? And go with any festival because if it's at Download, so much the better.
Gosh, I mean, for me, it was. I graduated high school and went to Reggae on the River, and me and my buddies drove up, and all the seniors in high school or whatever, they all went to Mazatlan to get just incredibly drunk on margaritas, and me and my buddy went on a super, like, two-week camp trip, and we hit Reggae on the River, and I remember it was my first time, like, seeing people, like, on LSD and mushrooms, just people tripping, so much weed, and people were down in the river, covering themselves in mud, and it was just a bunch of naked, muddy people, and I was tripping too, so it was super trippy, and that was a Reggae in the River festival, and I'm a huge Bob Marley fan, so I have a really, like, a fetish for reggae. So
was that the moment that you went, yes, that's what I want to do?
Well, I'd rather be part of the music that goes along with it. I can't really, I don't think I have it in me anymore to go camping and do the whole festival thing. I admire the fans so much for coming out here and being supportive for all these bands. It takes so much energy to stay awake and not get too drunk. And, like, before your favorite band's coming on, you got to, like, kind of pace yourself, you know, and drink lots of water. Usually it's summer festivals are hot, you know, I don't know. I admire the fans.
I was kind of going to ask you about that as well. What are your tips for a successful festival experience?
Obviously, here it's the wellies. It's so muddy. The rain was intense last night. Today's looking pretty dry. I hope it stays dry. But yeah, lots of water. Good shoes, socks. Kind of like, you know, what they used to tell the soldiers in Vietnam, you know? It was all about your boots and your socks. So whatever your feet, because you're going to be on your feet all day.
That's not actual military advice. That's from Forrest Gump.
Exactly.
Let's talk a bit about Black Sabbath. You've been on tour with them for a while now. Let's talk about that. What was that like?
It's been incredible. We'll be with them to the end of the tour, and I absolutely am having the time of my life. It's an honor. It's a privilege. Ozzy personally invited us on the tour. It's just an honor. It's and I think for Rival Sons, we've been working so hard. This has been it's a good break for us. You know, we've needed that thing where the stars align, and so now we have a new album coming out. All right, it's out. Hollow Bones is out. We're on tour with Sabbath. We're on the main stage of Download. We're incrementally getting tiny bit bigger. If we get super famous and super successful, I can honestly say we friggin' earned it. You know,
if I do say so myself.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we did. There's we have not dilly dallied or like, you know,
Planet Rock. We've been there from.
You have.
Very close to the beginning.
You have.
Very close to the beginning from the first album. So, you know, we've seen you guys growing and expanding stuff. And I wish you only the best.
Thank you.
Because when you get, like, super famous and you're doing the main stage at the festival and stuff, you'll give us all AAA passes.
I won't talk to you ever again. There's a certain echelon we get to where I just won't talk to you anymore.
Okay, fair enough, I guess. I guess once you hit, you know, full-on rock star mode, you know.
I don't even think that exists anymore.
No, I don't think it does.
Rock and roll is a niche now. It's not, like... It isn't the end all be all. It's not. There's the days of Kiss, AC/DC, Motley Crue. You know, glam rock. You know, those days are. You know, thank God for festivals like this. But rock and roll's becoming niche-y, man. It's not. You know, selling tens of millions of records anymore. Like people don't. Yeah. People listening, you should spend money on music, because if you love music, if you don't pay for it, you're. It's not going to be around anymore. It's already, like, people are saying rock is dead, you know? Spend $8.99 on a CD. You're going to go spend $10, $15, $20 on a movie that you'll see once and never see it again.
Yeah.
And you're going to buy popcorn and a soda. Spend $8.99 on a CD that you'll have the rest of your freaking life.
Yeah, well, people got to talk to YouTube, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I love YouTube, but I still have a record collection. I have an iTunes account, you know? I pay for my music. I pay for a Spotify account as well. So I'm supporting my own industry.
So you should. Let me pull you back onto Black Sabbath for a second, though. Obviously, the final tour has just been announced and everything. Just what are your feelings on, bands like Black Sabbath? Let's talk specifically about Black Sabbath closing the shop down.
Yeah.
But also generally, just about rock stars kind of hitting an age where it's winding down time, you know?
Yeah. It's... I'll tell you, Black Sabbath is not showing their age. Tony Iommi is crushing. Geezer Butler is crushing. Ozzy's so incredibly entertaining and has energy, and he's getting the crowd to clap. Put your hands together, you know. I love you all. One, two, three. Like, he's really commanding.
Oi, 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 oi.
Yeah, yeah, he commands people, 20,000 people. In the palm of his hand, and that's an anomaly. Not everybody has that gift. So I don't think Black Sabbath is showing their age at all. But about the age thing, and all of my heroes are, you know, we're having a lot of guys passing away, and God rest, you know, Lemmy's soul, David Bowie, and they're happening. It's life.
Yeah.
Life. Death is part of life. Rival Sons are not stopping anytime soon, and I think when these guys stop touring, we're going to be right there ready to take the torch, you know? And so,
what do you think the future of the music of bands, like, let's just, again, use Black Sabbath as an example. They're closing shop, but, you know, that music still has to live on. It will live on.
Oh,
is it tribute bands? You know, like orchestras now play classical music. It's kind of tribute bands in a way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, we still, you can go hear Beethoven's Ninth Symphony at a symphony hall. I guess so, you know. But there's always going to be original music around. And I would like to just focus the lasers on what's ahead. And you know, I'm not a big fan of tribute bands, to be honest. But... I mean, I've never, like, gone and seen one. I might have... If I saw the Beatles tribute band, I'd probably have a good time.
That's fair enough. You must, as a musician, understand that in order to play those bands correctly, they have to be good musicians themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's there is that, but I
the
get
most important thing, learn your instrument. Second, learn the business. If you're a musician listening.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Mikey.
Yeah.
Always great to talk to you. Yep. All the best. Looking forward to seeing you on the main stage and, of course, seeing you out on tour with the new album and supporting Black Sabbath a little later in the year.
Yeah. It's absurd, isn't it?
It is.
My life doesn't suck. So thanks to all the fans. Thanks to Planet Rock.